Hello, I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has made an impassioned plea to Parliament to back his Brexit deal, calling it an historic opportunity to move the country forward after years of division. He urged MPs to come together to end what he described as this debilitating feud and vote for his deal today. The opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn said it would harm jobs, environmental standards and workers' rights. The leader of the opposition Liberal Democrats, Jo Swinson, denounced it as a bad agreement.
Today, hundreds of thousands of people will be outside demanding a final say in a people's vote. Isn't the truth that the reason the Prime Minister refuses their calls is because he knows that if given the option, the people will reject his bad deal?
As the debate continues in Parliament, the government has told MPs that if they support an amendment which would withhold approval of a deal until legislation to implement it was in place, they'll be sent home. Here's our political correspondent, Nick Eardley.
The government faces the prospect that today will not, after all, be decisive. An amendment which would delay approval until all relevant legislation is passed will be voted on this afternoon and looks likely to pass. If MPs do back it, the government is set to pull this afternoon's main vote, sending MPs home without making a decision on the deal. It would then introduce a bill on the withdrawal agreement next week and hold a crunch vote on Tuesday instead. Doing so would allow ministers to argue key legislation was in place, but it would also mean a letter is sent to Brussels asking for an extension, although the government says it will continue to make clear it does not support delay.
Kurdish fighters in northeast Syria have accused Turkey of violating a ceasefire deal by refusing to allow the evacuation of trapped civilians. Turkey has accused the Kurds of violating the ceasefire themselves. Barbara Platt-Asher reports from Sanlufya, southern Turkey.
Turkey's defense ministry said it was fully abiding by the agreement, but that the Kurdish forces had carried out 14 attacks in the last 36 hours, most of them in the Syrian border town of Ras Al Ain. The Kurds say Turkey is besieging the town and that it continued attacking after the ceasefire began Friday morning. On Saturday, they said they weren't able to evacuate the wounded and civilians despite constant communication with the Americans, and they demanded that the U.S. pressure Turkey to allow them safe passage.
The leader of the powerful Lebanese faction Hezbollah says all the country's political parties must accept responsibility for economic problems that have led to huge street protests. Hassan Nasrallah's remarks came a day after the Prime Minister, Saad al-Hariri, blamed his coalition partners for stymieing his attempts at reform. Tens of thousands of people took part in demonstrations on Thursday and Friday. World News from the BBC.